NBC Radio News on the Hour, brought to you by Bufferin for fast relief of painful cold and flu miseries. Now here is Lee McCarthy.
Vice President Agnew has departed from the published itinerary of his 10-nation Asian tour to make a stop in Vietnam. Wells Hangen reports from Manila.
The Vice President left the Philippines for Vietnam today in almost total secrecy. A Marine helicopter picked him up on the grounds of Manila's presidential palace, where Mr. Agnew has been staying, and flew him 60 miles north to the big Clark Field base. There, the Vice President and his party boarded a White House jet for the hour-and-a-half flight to an undisclosed destination in Vietnam. Mrs. Agnew is staying behind in Manila and has canceled a scheduled shopping expedition to the Baguio Hill Resort north of here. American officials said she'd spend the day here resting and join her husband in Taiwan on Friday. The Vice President is expected to spend the night somewhere in Vietnam. Early today, Mr. Agnew had a final meeting with President and Mrs. Marcos before stealing out of the Philippines. Wells Hangen, NBC News, Manila.
Five Americans were killed and three wounded when North Vietnamese troops attacked an AmeriCal division unit near Tam Kỳ. They are the first United States battle casualties of the new year. The American death toll on the battlefields of Vietnam is reported to have passed the 40,000 mark. Saigon sources would not disclose the specific numbers, saying that an official summary of casualties will be released later. The New Year's ceasefires declared by both sides are reportedly being observed for the most part in South Vietnam. The big guns have been silent and no major incidents have been reported, but the Allies have thus far logged 52 minor truce violations committed by the enemy. Year-end recommendations for the health of the nation. That story and more news after this for Bufferin.
Well, it's cold and flu season, and if anyone's going to get the bug, it's my husband, Fred. I'm sorry. He just can't take care of himself. Always forgetting his hat or his sweater or his galoshes. You know, of all leading brands of pain relievers I can buy for my Fred, doctors specify Bufferin most. When Fred comes down with fever and starts complaining, I give him Bufferin. It contains the most effective fever reducer known. And I know it's better for Fred than plain aspirin, because most of aspirin is still in your stomach by the time most of Bufferin is already on its way to reduce the fever and relieve those miserable body aches and pains. Feels like a little twinge in my shoulder. And Bufferin doesn't upset Fred's little stomach like plain aspirin can. Poor Fred. What would he do without me? Fred? Fred, be a honey and bring me a couple of Bufferin, please.
Now here again is Lee McCarthy.
625 pages of recommendations to the president have been made public by the White House Conference on Food, Nutrition, and Health held earlier this month. The report recommends steps be taken, among other things, to provide more school lunches and ensure a proper diet and dental care for pregnant women. Dr. Jean Mayer, the president's advisor on health, says the recommendations could eliminate hunger in this country within 3 years. Mayer admitted that the administration is on an economy drive, but said he expects the proposals to get action.
I think the recommendations on feeding the hungry are going to be implemented. They are being implemented now. The necessary request will be made, and administration is going to try to save money every way it can, but it's going to feed the kids and the aged, the poor.
Dr. Mayer added that the country is involved in a struggle with the diseases of affluence as well as the diseases of poverty. More in a moment.
Hello, everyone. This is Jim Simpson, reminding you that NBC Radio will carry the American Football League Championship game Sunday, January 4th. I'll be there, along with George Radiman, to bring you all the color and excitement of this annual football classic. All you have to do is remember this.
Football is brought to you on NBC Radio.
President Nixon will welcome the new year with a quiet family party at his San Clemente, California home. Earlier, Mr. Nixon worked on his State of the Union message and signed 16 bills, including one measure liberalizing trade policies with communist countries and another authorizing nearly $2 billion in foreign aid. Former Vice President Humphrey, in a year-end interview, accused President Nixon of trying to repeal the 60s. Humphrey said Republicans seem more concerned with defusing protest and opposition than with confronting the problems which create the dissent. Again, the hour's top story, Vice President Agnew has left Manila for an undisclosed destination in South Vietnam. The Vice President is expected to confer with South Vietnam's President Chu and to meet with soldiers in the field. Lee McCarthy, NBC News, reporting.
Listen again on the hour for NBC Radio News.
In case you didn't know, ladies and gentlemen, NBC Radio presents the New Year's Eve All-Star Parade of Bands. It's a celebration. A celebration for all of us. And from now until the, what they say, the wee small hours of the 1970s, tomorrow morning, you can stay with us as we present, coast to coast, some of the top bands in the nation. And this is the first stop. Very proud of it, too, because we're at the Rainbow Grill atop the RCA building in New York City, listening to the music of the Jonah Jones Quartet. What more can you say? Jonah, lead off, if you will.
Oh,
and by the way,
dear?
Before I forget it, congratulations on your birthday today.
Oh, right? Good. Thank you. Thank you.
Would you like to say a word, since we have so little time, about the guys in the band that might be appropriate to?
Oh, yeah. Well, we have some very wonderful guys here. We have Cozy Cole on drums, one of the all-time greats. Right. And we have Sonny White at the piano. Very wonderful pianist, and John Brown on the bass, who's been with me for quite a few years, I'll say about 14 years, and a swinging cat back here on the guitar. His name is Jerome Dar.
Yeah. And our first thing is going to be now.
Little Bobbles, Bangles, and Bees.
Right, for all of us. Jones Quartet, and the kind of Bobbles, Bangles, and Beads that anybody might be proud of. This reminder, too, that later tonight you'll hear the bands of Count Basie, the Glenn Miller Orchestra, under the very able direction of Buddy DeFranco, Guy Lombardo, Lawrence Welk, and of course, many, many others. My suspicions tell me now, Jonah, that somewhere lurking in the shadows is a rather evil cat. I think his name might be Mac the Knife.
Yeah, he's crazy. Wild cat. a shark has pretty teeth there, and he shows them pearly white, just a jackknife has smack he's there, and he keeps it out of sight. When the shark bites with his teeth there, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, where's Mac? He's there. So there's not a trace of red. On the sidewalk, Sunday morning ovens, lies a body oozing life. Someone sneaked in around the corner. Is that someone? Mac the knife. From a tugboat by the river open, cement bags drooping down. Yes, the cement is just for the weight, dear. I'll bet you Mackie is back in town. Louis Miller,
ow!
Disappeared, after drawing out his cash. And Mac, he spent like a sailor. Did our boy do something rash? Sookie Talk Gray, Jenny Diver, Polly Peach, Sweet Lucy Brown. Yes, the line forms on the right there. Now that Mackie is back in town.
And indeed, it's with a great deal of reluctance, but the time is almost here. As a final reminder, this portion of NBC New Year's Eve celebration was presented through the courtesy of the American Federation of Musicians. And, too, stay tuned all this New Year's Eve as NBC Radio crisscrosses the country for more of the All-Star Parade of Bands with the Glenn Miller Orchestra, directed by Buddy DeFranco, Woody Herman, Count Basie, and thousands more, all on the NBC Radio Network. Radio continues its New Year's Eve All-Star Parade of Band celebration across the nation with music by the What For at the Shepherd's. Remember that name, ladies and gentlemen, Shepherd's, in the heart of the greatest city in the world, New York. All right, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, thank you. Our gang is going to start our program with one of those popular tunes of our time. Up, up, and away. Here goes the What For.
Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon? Would you like to glide in my beautiful balloon? We could float among the stars together, you and I. For we can fly. Up and away, my beautiful.
face in my beautiful balloon. It wears a nicer face in my beautiful balloon. We could sing a song and sail across the silver sky, for we can fly up and away, my beautiful, my beautiful balloon. Suspended under a twilight canopy, we'll search the clouds for a star to guide us. If by some chance you'll find yourself loving me, find the cloud to hide us, keep the moon beside us. Love is waiting there in my beautiful balloon. Way up in the air in my beautiful balloon. If you hold my hand, we'll chase your dream across the sky. For we can fly up and away, my beautiful, my beautiful. Bop, bop.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. The What For, ladies and gentlemen, the What For, appearing now at Shepherd's in the heart of the greatest city of the world, New York. Now, we're going to hear from our gang again. Later on tonight, you'll hear the Count Basie Orchestra, Woody Herman, Lawrence Welk, and Guy Lombardo, plus many others, live from across the nation. Now, as I said, it's unfortunate that we here at Shepherd's won't be able to get in on this great celebration, but we're having our own celebration right here. Now, here's a number that will tickle your innards. You know, it's something that we look forward to as we, you know, crave for that love. Here's the gang with Love Me Tonight. Take it away.
La 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 la.
Oh, all right, here we go. I know that it's late and I really must leave you alone. But you're good to hold and I feel such a long way from home. Stay, don't you send me away, oh no, no. Tell me, baby, that you need me. Say you'll never leave me. Love me tonight. Hold me now, my heart is aching, and until the dawn is breaking, love me tonight. Something is burning inside, something that can't be denied. I can't let you out of my sight, darling. Love me tonight. You need me, say you'll never leave me. Love me tonight. Hold me now, my heart is aching, and until the dawn is breaking, love me tonight. Something is burning inside, something that can't be denied. I can't let you out of my sight, darling. Love me tonight. Let me love you, baby. Let me love you, baby. Let me love you tonight.
What For, ladies and gentlemen, is composed of four fine young people, two gorgeous girls, and two handsome guys. They are Joanne, Sandy, Bill, and Roger. The What For. And they're now appearing at Shepherd's. And you know where Shepherd's at? I want to tell you. It's at the Drake Hotel in New York City. Remember that, ladies and gentlemen. So if you come in, like, say, over the weekend, why don't you come on over to Shepherd's? All right, now, I'd like to say, in a few minutes, Ben Grauer and Jim Harriet, with a preview of the Times Square celebration. Then the Count Basie Orchestra, followed by NBC Radio's coverage of the turning of the new year at midnight. It's a matter of about 30 minutes or so, and then we'll all swing for joy. Now, here are the what for, because they're really, you know, great. California Soul.
Sundown to sunset. It's all in the air, you hear it everywhere. No matter what you do, it's gonna get a hold on you. California soul, California soul. They say the sun comes up every morning, and if you listen carefully, and the California soul, California soul. Ba 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 ba. When you hear the beat, you wanna tap your feet, and you gotta move, 'cause it's really such a groove. Puts a brand new kind of thinking in your mind, and you can't go wrong, 'cause you're happy all day long. California soul, California soul. They got the melody and the beat, and it still didn't seem complete till they saw two lovers kissing. They knew just what was missing.
This portion of NBC's New Year's Eve All-Star Parade of Bands was presented through the courtesy of the American Federation of Musicians. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the What For. The What For at Shepherd's in the Drake Hotel. Now, while they're singing and I'm talking, we got one final number to hear.
California soul, California soul,
California soul,
California soul,
California soul,
California soul,
California soul, California soul. Now quickly, the what for, give us your final number, a medley of three songs. Love of the Common People. Put a little, what? Love in your heart and get together. This will be the final number.
Living on free food tickets. Water in the milk from a hole in the roof where the rain came through. What can you do? Ooh. Tears from your little sister, crying 'cause she doesn't have a dress without a patch for the party to go. Oh, but you know she'll get by, 'cause she's living in the love of the common people. Smiles from the heart of the family man. Daddy's gonna buy you a dream to cling to. Mama's gonna love you just as much as she can, and she can. It's a good thing you don't have bus fare. It would fall through the hole in your pocket and you lose it in the snow on the ground. You'd have to walk into town to find a job, trying to keep your hands warm. But the hole in your shoe lets the snow come through and it shoots you to the bone. Boy, you better go home where it's warm, where you can live in the love of the common people. Smiles from the heart of the family man. Daddy gonna buy you a dream to cling to. Mama's gonna love you just as much as she can. People now, smile on your brother, everybody get together, try to love one another right now.
Sorry, Joanne, sorry, Sandy, sorry, Bill, sorry, Roger, but we gotta go. We've got another show to catch. Yeah. But if you want to hear more of the What For, why don't you come on over to Shepherd's? It's at the Drake Hotel in New York City. Now, on behalf of NBC and the entire gang, I want to wish everybody a Happy New Year. This is Fred Facey. A preview of the Times Square celebration next, followed by more of NBC Radio's All-Star Parade of Bands on the NBC Radio Network. Let's say Happy New Year! Happy New Year! Happy New Year!
Stay here close to me. You'll like what I got. Stay with NBC, that's where you should be. You'll like it a lot.
This is Ben Grauer in Times Square for NBC. That's a traditional phrase which we are happy to bring to you for, lo, these are 30 years. And today our vantage point is the Allied Chemical Tower, right at the very beginning or junction of Times Square. And this is the traditional gathering of the people. Why? We never have been able to penetrate in over a quarter century of broadcasting, but it is a phenomenon that is known in New York, the nation, and the world. As the old year collapses and the new year dawns, people of New York and visitors, and they are many, many, many of them, gather here in this triangle made by Broadway and 7th Avenue and the streets from 43rd Street up to 47th Street, and gather to celebrate the departure of the new and the awakening of the old. The departure of the old, well, you get the idea. And this is a particularly significant one because it marks the close of one of the strangest, most turbulent, tension-ridden, and at the same time, birth of a new era decades that our nation has seen in the days of broadcasting, certainly. This is the departure of the 60s and the advent of the 70s. The 60s, the decade of dissent, of tension, of change, of massive moral and sociological revolutions throughout America and the world. Well, I don't think that any of those thoughts are in the minds of the crowd, and they're mostly young people as they gather here in Times Square. I'm looking out from my vantage point, and although we're a half an hour from the crucial moment of the beginning of the 70s, I still can judge that there is a crowd of, I would say, maybe 60 to 80,000, and it'll rise to maybe 150,000 because we have a clear, beautiful, crisp December evening. The temperature is in the mid-20s. There isn't a trace of the snow and slush that the weatherman had promised us, and so we have a jubilant crowd, an excited crowd, and you can tell from the rumble and stridency of the noise that you hear right this minute that is going to rise to enormous peaks when the moment arrives. This is the traditional ceremony which no psychologist or sociologist is ever able to explain why the people gather here. Maybe it's because New York City's Times Square is the sociological and the entertainment center, and maybe it's because people are traditionally tired of the old and eager for the new, but that's one of the situations which we face every year. And I'm happy to say that right this moment I'm facing my good colleague of NBC News, Jim Harriet, who's going to carry on the story from now. This is Ben Grauer. I'll see you as we approach midnight. Now, here's Jim.
Thank you, Ben. Just 10 blocks from here, the Americana Hotel, my colleagues are spending a less than exciting New Year's Eve waiting for word on how the transit talks are coming along. It may be that tomorrow morning there'll be no buses and subways running in New York. The strike set for 1970's fifth hour. The union at last report has rejected the transit authority's first formal offer. This last day of 69, New York's 103rd mayor, John Lindsay, was sworn in today for his second administration. This last day of the 60s, a cold and dreary and rainy day most of the day. In fact, so much so, it's so cold, upstate, there was a 200-car pileup on the Taconic State Parkway, and it was really murder getting into work for most people this morning. That's the way it is in New York's Times Square, here in the waning moments of 1969, the waning moments of this decade. I'll be back with Ben Grauer a little bit later to bring you in on the scene here in Times Square, filled now with people surging and looking for friends and patting each other on the back. We'll be back to greet 1970 from Times Square in New York City later on, but for now, stay tuned as NBC's All-Star Parade of Bands continues. Coming up, the Count Basie Orchestra on the NBC Radio Network.
Hark! Me thinks I hear Shakespeare's famous words that ring in my ear.
Ladies and gentlemen, NBC Radio continues a New Year's Eve all-star parade of bands, a big celebration across the nation, and a man in the orchestra that in no small way helped the past decade to become known as the Swingin' 60s. From the Café Cristal of the fabulous Diplomat Hotel in Hollywood, Florida, swinging out the old year means the Count Basie Band, like this here. Happy little sound was called Hitting 12 as the count hit 88. Welcome to Hollywood, Florida.
Oh, thanks a million. Sure's a pleasure being here with you again this year.
We'd like to tell you, friends, the temperature is currently 76, and how are things elsewhere?
Beautiful. Just wonderful.
Count, it's a pleasure to have you here. The band sounds delicious. And what's coming?
Oh, so nice.
Ever so lovely. The Count Basie Band, and oh, so nice. Thank you. Oh, so nice. The Count Basie Orchestra. And you're attending NBC's All-Star Parade of Bands. And will you hear what's coming up? After we hear from Ben Grauer and Jim Harriet, just before midnight to take care of Times Square celebrations, we'll be back here in South Florida for the Glenn Miller Orchestra under the direction of Mr. Buddy DeFranco. And by the way, I didn't introduce myself nationwide. I had done that already here, but my name is Ned Powers. And sure, that's nice. Thank you. And I think for a first time in radio, I don't believe this has ever happened coast to coast, my brother will be emceeing the Glenn Miller Orchestra from the Gold Ocean Mile Hotel, NBC network-wise. And I think we have a first there. And that is what's going to happen after midnight. And listen to the lineup. The world's greatest jazz band from the Roosevelt Hotel in New York City. Dizzy Gillespie to follow from the London House in Chicago. We'll also be listening to Mr. Ray McKinley and his quintet from the Riverboat, the Empire State Building in New York. The Guy Lombardo Orchestra from the Grand Ballroom of the Waldorf Astoria. This is all to come here on NBC. Lionel Hampton's Orchestra from New Orleans, Louisiana. Duke Ellington, the band from Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas. Lawrence Welk from the Hollywood Palladium in Hollywood. And Woody Herman and the orchestra from the Washington Plaza Hotel in Seattle, Washington. Is that a lineup? It all happens right here. Sounds like a little competition, doesn't it?
Oh, yes. Beautiful.
All right, Cal, I was just going to ask you, do you ever get a chance to stay home New Year's, ever?
Oh, not very much.
And you just don't want to, do you?
Oh, no.
Go ahead and take off on a thing called...
Cute.
It is. Thank you.
pretty cute. The Count Basie Orchestra from the Diplomat Hotel in Hollywood, Florida. Here on a New Year's Eve that spines, oh, about 13 minutes, give or take a few seconds, before the old year leaves us and the new one arrives. By the way, Mr. Eric Dixon was the flautist. Do I have that pronounced correctly? The Dixon, I'm sure of. The flautist, I'm not sure of. And a thing called cute. All right. And Eddie Lockjaw Davis is the man who is featured on this next, called Wine and Roses. What cool is all about. Eddie Lockjaw Davis, the featured soloist, the Basie crew from the Diplomat Hotel in Hollywood, Florida, all a part of NBC's All-Star Parade of Bands. A great lineup of bands, so stay where you are at your local NBC station, because this is where it's happening this New Year's Eve. We're counting down to, give or take a minute or two, about 9 minutes away from the magic hour, huh? Approximately, give or take a few. And by the way, I would like to mention that our little fest here is all made possible through the very courteous people at the American Federation of Musicians. You fellas will all face Mecca and bow once or twice? Good. Amen. And we thank them for that. At the Diplomat Hotel here in Hollywood, we're about to wrap things up from South Florida, but we will be returning after festivities at Times Square. And I think there's only one way to wrap it up. What's the one you want to hear? I heard what you said. Here's April in Paris. Orchestra from the Diplomat Hotel in Hollywood, Florida. This is Ned Powers wishing you and yours the happiest of Happy New Year's, warmest here in South Florida. And next, the Times Square celebration, Bob Seymour with NBC's All-Star Parade of Bands, all on the NBC Radio Network.
Let yourself relax. Sit back in your chair. Though you may relax, you won't fall asleep while we're